for a grand tasting breakfast, try a bowl of delicious, nutritious Cheerios. C-H-E-R-I-O-A-T-S. Cheerios. Made from oats ready to eat and shaped like tiny donuts. And now, the Lone Ranger, brought to you by Cheerios. Companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver! Let's go, Big Toe! I'm Silver!
No one in Arapaho knew much about Charlie Kenway. The old prospector lived alone in a small log shack at the base of Blue Mountain. It was no secret that he was related to the county sheriff, or that both men were part Indian. But neither of these facts were connected with the heavy pounding on the door of Charlie's cabin one night in midsummer.
Ooh! Who's that?
Open up, Injun.
What you want?
I said open the door.
Let's cave it in, Duke.
A little hot lead will fix that lock.
Yeah, why waste it? He'll open up or I'll know the reason why.
Hey, who are you fellas?
We're bashful, Injun. Hate to tell our names. Come on in, boy.
Bad, you come here.
We'll get this over with fast. Now, where's the gold?
Not know what you mean.
Yeah? Sit behind him, boy.
Sure.
And if you don't talk fast, lay your gun barrel alongside of that braided hair of his. Now, Kenway, where's the gold?
No have gold.
You're lying. We've been watching your pack color in here for the past 6 months.
No.
The old coot will gab all night, Duke.
Maybe.
It'd be easier to search the place ourselves.
Sure, Duke. What are we stalling for? How about it, Kenway?
Me not care.
Let him have it, Spider. Now, let's fan this layout from one end to the other.
Yeah.
Here, Duke. Here it is.
Where?
Look at this chest. Plenty heavy. And it's locked.
Stand back, both of you.
That did it. Blew the lock plumb off.
Lift the lid.
Jumping! Look at that. Real gold nuggets. Must be 10,000.
Aren't you right? Now, come on, Pete. You got the saddlebag. Start packing it in.
What do you think I'm doing? Give me a hand, Spider.
Yeah. All right, come on. Hurry up.
Yeah, we're getting it as fast as we can.
Yeah, that's all. Now, let the van move.
How about the old man? He's still alive. A Pete.
A can over there. What's in it?
Yeah, I don't know. Smells like cola.
Good. Dump it. And be sure to get plenty on the walls and floor.
I got you.
That's Duke. Yeah, I got one. Now, open the door. Now, hightail it. This place will be hot in the furnace in about 2 minutes. Hey, give me them bags.
Here.
Hit the leather, boys.
Yeah.
Steady, fella.
Hey, Duke, I don't think I hit that engine hard enough to beef him.
Yeah? Hand me your rifle.
Look at the shack burn. With heat like that, the Redskins are cinched to roll.
Hey, ain't that him? Dragging out the front door?
I'll stop him.
Pretty, Duke. Mighty pretty.
Thanks, Spider. Yeah. Get up, boy. Get up, boy. Get up.
Just after daybreak the following morning, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto stopped suddenly before the blackened ruins of what had been Charlie Kenway's cabin.
Oh, easy now.
Oh, this looks bad, Tonto.
Plenty bad.
Cabin burnt to the ground. This man evidently killed when he tried to escape. Bullet through his head.
Him Indian fella.
We're not far from the town of Arapaho. I wonder if anyone from there has any...
Masabi. He sees plenty hoof marks on the ground. There's 3, and 4 go south, 1 head west.
We only knew
what... Get up, you fellas, and recharge.
You must have it
behind us.
Don't make any funny moves unless you want a slug in your back.
We're covered, Tonto.
All right. Turn around, but keep your paws up. Man, and an Indian. Hugo Gandeta. Hula Kana Kule.
Kuma Higo. Nesebe.
He speaks Indian, huh?
And say... Not know what tribe Tonto belong.
Sure I speak Indian. What of it?
Nothing. You don't mind my saying so, son. That gun's almost as big as you are.
Outlaw. So it was you two who killed my Uncle Charlie.
No, we didn't. We just rode up here a few minutes ago.
Well, he's dead. There's no way of changing that now. I'm afoot and I need your horse, so I'm taking it.
You are? Well, there are 2 of them. Which one do you want? The white or the paint?
What's the difference?
Quite a bit. Look them over and you'll see.
Yeah. Oh, my hand.
You're not hurt. That bullet just knocked down your gun.
My hand feels numb.
It'll wear off in a few minutes. Hereafter, when you hold a gun on 2 men, watch both of them.
All right. You whip me with your draw. Now what?
What's your name?
Kenway. Billy Kenway.
You spoke an Indian dialect a few minutes ago.
That was Cherokee lingo. My pa's part Indian.
The dead man over there? Is that your father's brother?
Yeah.
I think you'd better do some more explaining, Billy.
I don't know nothing about it. I got here at sunup and found everything just like it is now, except for you.
Did you live with your uncle?
No, I live in town with Pa. I was bringing back Uncle Charlie's pony. I borrowed it about a month ago.
Where's the horse now?
He ran off from ground hit. He was kind of skittish. That's why I needed one of your mounts.
Needed it bad enough to steal. Is that it?
I'm already down for horse stealing. One more won't make much difference.
Seems to me you're pretty young to be a horse thief.
You don't need to rub it in just because you happen to get in a lucky shot. Duke Santee's a lot faster with his guns. Everybody says so.
And who is Duke Santee?
You mean you don't know that either? Duke's got a gang that holds up somewhere back of Blue Mountain. That's why the law can't catch him.
You know quite a bit about outlaws, don't you?
Guess it's because I'm one myself. So are you, or you wouldn't be wearing that mask.
Maybe.
You see, this pony I was bringing back to Uncle Charlie, I didn't really borrow it from him. I swiped it.
But you said you were bringing it back.
That was Pa's idea. He's the sheriff of Arapaho. Said I was a horse thief and that I had to bring the critter back.
I see.
Now you'll never believe I did it. And that the coyotes ran away. You think I sold him and put the money in my pocket?
Not if you explain everything.
You don't know my Pa. He's half Cherokee and plenty tough. That's why I better be drifting along for good.
Run away from home. Is that it?
Why not? I'm an outlaw, ain't I? Besides, I'm half Indian. And a kid with Indian blood in him hasn't got a chance with ordinary folks.
Most of the Indians I know are proud of their race. Otto here is one of them.
That's right.
It's hard for you to say that. You're grown up.
Otto.
Otto. Who's that coming up the draw, can you see?
2 fellas. They ride plenty hard.
It's Pawn. Len Wilson is deputy. Len lives on the other side of the ridge. Maybe he saw all this when he rode into town this morning and... Hey, they'll be after me. You two better skin out fast.
Here, Silver. I'll stay with Billy no matter what happens. You understand, Tonto? Teddy big fella. I'll ride south. Trail these other hoof prints. Move, Silver.
Jolly, there's no need for you to stay.
Masked man know best. Me stay.
has been burned out. There's old Charlie. I mean your brother on the ground.
Yes, I see.
Figure somehow who it must have. Sheriff, look who's standing here.
What? Philly.
Hello, Pa.
What does this mean? Murder. Robbery. You here?
I don't know nothing about it. I got here at sunup and found things like they are now. Uncle Charlie dead, and I was bringing back his pony like you told me to do.
If that's true, where's the horse now?
He ran away.
Who's this with you?
Me, Tonto.
He and another fella rode up here.
Stop lying. First it was horse stealing. Now it's murder. My own son.
You've got it all wrong, Pa.
Shut up. I'm thankful your mother didn't live to see this. Len!
Right here, Sheriff.
Take these two into town. Lock them up. I'm going to stay here and bury my brother, Charlie.
But Sheriff, the lad's your own boy. Maybe he wasn't...
He's no better than any other outlaw that's caught red-handed. I'll tell Judge Crawford about it when I get to town.
But, Pa,
you can do all your talking to the judge. Take him in, Len.
Anything you say. Get moving, Billy. You too, Injun.
There. See what I mean, Tano? When an Indian catches an Indian, it's twice as tough. Both of us are as good as hung right now.
Hate to do this, Billy, but it's your pa's orders. Handcuffs for both of you.
I know.
There. Now inside, both of you.
Where is he? Pa, I mean.
You heard what he said. I don't know anything more than that.
That part of yours with the mask is lucky getting away before Pa found it.
Well, him come back.
Come back? Why should any white man, even an outlaw, come back and stick his head into a noose for a couple of Indians?
Mask man, help friend.
Even Redskins are up for murder? Here, Loco.
Me no. You wait and see.
Sure, I'll wait. But I know my Pa and Judge Crawford and the law in this town. Tano, by the time your friend gets back here, you and I will be dead.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Say, have you tried Cheery Oats? When you first see Cheery Oats, you will notice at once how attractive it is. Yes, for Cheery Oats is made in the form of tiny, tender little donut-like shapes. Every one round and with a hole in the middle. Then, when you taste Cheery Oats, you'll find every spoonful so mighty delicious. But it's the important food values of Cheery Oats we think will interest you fellas and girls most. Listen to this. Cheery Oats is an oat cereal. Yes, it's an oat cereal that needs no cooking. Made from whole grain hulled oats. And being made from oats, Cheery Oats provides whole grain oat amounts of 6 protective food nutrients essential for growth, health, and vigor at all ages. These include thiamine, vitamin B1, calcium, phosphorus, and iron, and protein, too. Now, protein is available to us in many foods, some of which, like meat, are rationed and hard for mom to provide regularly. The protein of Cheery Oats is usually consumed along with milk protein. This combination provides a quality of protein capable of supplying the body's needs for both maintenance and repair. Yes, food values like these are important, and they're yours when you make it a big bowl full of Cheery Oats and milk at breakfast. Ask Mom to get Cheery Oats the next time she shops. The only ready-to-eat cereal made from oats in the form of tiny, crispy little donut-like shapes. Cheery Oats. Now to continue our story. While Billy and Tonto waited in the Arapaho jail, the Lone Ranger rode many miles south, following the trail of 3 hard-ridden horses. Finally, in the late afternoon, he reined up sharply at the edge of a vast stretch of volcanic wasteland known as the Devil's Kitchen. The hoof prints had disappeared. So the masked man turned Silver about and headed back. In the meantime, Tonto and Billy found that justice moves swiftly in Arapaho. Sheriff Kenway had explained the case to Judge Crawford, who now face the prisoners in a small courtroom.
I sure hate to see you here, Billy. But your pa, I mean the sheriff, says you must be guilty because he caught you out at Charlie's place.
I haven't done anything wrong, but nobody will believe me. So what's the use?
How about the fella standing alongside of it?
Tano's not guilty of anything either. I told Pa the truth 100 times.
Sheriff, the court might shade the law just a little bit in this case, seeing as how Billy is your boy.
The law should be the same for everybody. You think my son is guilty, he should pay for it.
There ain't much else I can think in face of the evidence. Billy Kenway, I sentence you and this other Indian named Tonto to 25 years in territorial prison.
You and your partner will have to spend the night here, Billy.
Doesn't make any difference.
I guess the sheriff will take you over to territorial sometime tomorrow. Kind of tough on him, too.
Him? What does he care?
Pretty hard for a man to take his own son to prison.
Maybe a white man would feel that way, but not an Indian. All he thinks about is the law. I'm not his son to him. I'm just a redskin horse thief and murderer.
Oh, it's wrong for you to think that. Sheriff, do what him think right.
Are you sticking up for him, too? If this don't prove that...
Prove that the law can make a mistake, Billy. That's all.
He must have it.
Charlie,
mask! An outlaw! I'm going to...
Better not reach for your gun. You're covered.
Where'd you come from?
Through the back door. Unlock that cell.
Then you must have been with Billy and the other...
I didn't unlock it.
All right.
You need a horse, Billy.
I'll borrow Len.
All this time I've been feeling sorry for you, Billy. Thought your pa was too tough. But when an owl hoot breaks you out of jail, I guess that proves you're no better than he is.
We'll do the proving later. Get in that cell. Leave the key on the sheriff's desk.
We'll trail you, and you won't get far.
I don't think you'll have to trail us. When you see the sheriff, tell him we'll be back.
You're doggone right you will. Then you'll all be wearing handcuffs then.
Maybe. Come on, Tonto, Billy.
Gee, sure pays to string along with some real outlaws like you fellas. I thought Tonto was lying when he said you'd be back.
Billy, you know where Devil's Kitchen is? About 20 miles south of here.
Sure. That's the country where Duke Santee holds up.
Will you be flushed?
I thought so.
What do you mean? You're not part of Duke's gang, are you?
Not yet. You and Tonto may be later on.
What do you mean?
I'll explain when we get to the edge of Devil's Kitchen. Come on, Billy.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Be as good a place as any.
For what?
This is as far as I could trail those hoof prints led from your uncle's shack.
Wish we'd have stopped at a blacksmith and had him cut off these handcuffs. Guess you forgot to get the key away from Len Wilson at the jail.
No, Billy, I didn't forget. The handcuffs you and Tonto are wearing are the bait.
Bait? I don't get you.
I want both of you to wait here until after sunrise. I'll go back to Arapaho. Wouldn't work if they saw me.
Who saw you? What are you talking about?
Billy, the law thinks you killed your uncle and robbed him. I don't think you're guilty.
I know I'm not. But that's all over now. Ain't that why we're riding back trail together?
No. We're here to catch the real killers.
Here? There's nobody around. What you're saying don't make sense.
Yes, it does. I'll explain everything. Are you and Tonto wait here?
Coming up, Tano. Think we ought to start with the handcuffs now?
Now take big rock. Make plenty of noise.
Here it goes. See anybody yet?
No. We keep on make noise. Long time.
I'm getting tired of doing...
Wait. Better come now.
Hey, what are you two redskins trying to do?
What does it look like? You never get these irons off.
Jailbirds, huh? Where'd you break from?
Arapaho.
Lawmen blame us for something we not do.
Yeah? What's that?
They said we killed an old man named Kenway and stole some gold from him.
Kenway? You mean over by Blue Mountain?
Yeah.
That's too bad. It's a shame you hombres got the blame and somebody else got the gold.
Oh, they didn't get the gold. The sheriff told us all about it. Well, Mr. Kenway didn't have any real gold.
What's that?
Just an old chest full of pyrites. Fool's gold.
Well, but the old redskin acted like... Ah, that's a funny one.
Did you know him?
No. Say, how come the lawman of the Arapaho told you about this?
He told the judge at the trial and we were standing there. And I've got a pretty good idea where Kenway hid the real stuff. So
I was just thinking. Me and a couple of friends have got a little place down below, other side of the kitchen. And we've got a way to take those cuffs off. Want to mosey down there?
Sure, if you'll help us get rid of these irons. Is that right, Tonto?
Climb on your nags and follow me. Inside. Hey, Duke.
What's the matter? Have you gone loco? Who are these redskins?
Ran into them up on the rim. They busted out of jail.
Where are we running here? A hideout for Indian jailbirds?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be doing lookout up there.
Wait. The sheriff and Arapaho jailed these two for killing old man Kenway.
Oh, what of it? I don't care how many
they
redskins...
They had a trial. And the sheriff told the judge that whoever stole the old Coos gold... didn't get much because it ain't real gold. It's pyrite.
What? I don't believe that.
Tell the difference, Duke.
Get those saddlebags, Spider.
Yeah. And the kid here happened to mention that he knew that Kenway hid the real color, so
here.
Yeah,
let me see.
Yeah.
It looks real enough to me.
You men must be the one.
Shut up.
Now, do you see why I brought him down here, Duke?
Yeah.
I told him we'd knock off that hardware they're dragging, and
sure.
Then...
Sure. Right, Spider, get a chisel.
Yeah.
Come here, kid. Now, you.
Thanks for your help. We better be drifting
now. Sit down, you dumb redskin button.
Hey, what's the idea?
You hombres may be lying, and you may not.
Why would they lie, Duke? Nothing but 2 inches.
There's one sure way to find out.
Why pull a gun on me?
You catch on fast. If this stuff on the table ain't real gold, you must have found out where Kenway
is. At the sheriff's house in Arapaho. Charlie Kenway was the sheriff's brother.
Hey, that's right, Duke. I remember now hearing that the law dog and Arapaho is half Indian.
Shut up! Is that the truth, kid?
You mean about the gold? I guess so. Well, we heard the sheriff tell the judge.
Well, what'll we do, Duke?
Nothing till tonight. Then we'll do plenty. I still don't see how you could let it happen, Wilson.
Let it happen? I've told you 100 times, Sheriff, the masked critter sneaked up behind me. I was just locking Billy and the other varmint in the cell.
Maybe it's my fault for staying away from here all day. If I'd known it sooner, we could have had a posse on that trail by now.
Yeah, where have you been up to right now?
Home. Just sitting there thinking. Thinking maybe I was wrong to put the law ahead of my own son. Almost had myself talked into it. Now that I know there was a gang working with Billy, I guess I was right in the first place.
Not necessarily, Sheriff.
What?
Matt, it's him, the same critter.
Don't reach for your gun, Sheriff, till I've had time to explain.
How'd you get in here?
Same way I got in before, Len. You ought to put a lock on that back door.
You've got us covered. What do you want?
First, I want to compliment you, Sheriff. There aren't many lawmen in the country who have the courage to put duty above everything else, even before their own son.
You came here to tell me that?
Among other things.
He's the one who broke Billy out of jail, Sheriff. He must be the head of some gang.
I can settle all that right now. Here.
I don't care who he... it's a bullet. A silver bullet.
Well, you and a friend of mine are trying to help us capture the men who killed your brother.
What's that? Billy is...
You and your deputy will help too, won't you?
Sure. Sure we will.
Good. The first thing we'll do is go over to your house and wait.
My house? Wait for what?
I'll explain everything on the way over.
Suppose Duke Santee and his crew believe what Billy tells them. How do you know they'll head right for here?
I don't. That part of the plan is a gamble. But it's worth waiting for a few hours in the dark.
Somebody just pulled up outside, Sheriff.
Good. Keep your head over that lantern, Wilson. Don't raise it until we're sure they're all inside.
Watch out for Billy. If there's any gunplay, I don't want
to... Here they come.
Door's open, Duke. Go on in. Go on, kid.
light.
We'll save you the trouble.
Give him the light, Len.
What the? Look, over there, the law.
I'll show you.
Oh, my shoulder!
Up with your hands. Reach.
Pa, I didn't think I guess you'll never believe that I...
Don't worry, Billy. Don't worry. I know the whole story.
Sheriff, I think Tuttle and Billy can tell you where these outlaws have hidden the gold they stole.
Sure we can. They killed Uncle Charlie first and then stole the gold. It's in their hideout shack at Devil's Kitchen.
Gold? I thought that stuff was pyrites.
Which is exactly what we wanted you to think. You can handle them, can't you, Sheriff?
Sure.
Good. Come on, Tonto.
Hey, Tonto, wait a minute. You and the masked man can't run off without...
No use in yelling, Billy. They're heading for their horses.
No, I'm worse off than ever. Without them to prove my story, you'll never believe me, Pa.
I'll believe a lot of things from now on, Billy. And one of them is that one of the finest kids in the world is my own son.
Who told you that?
The Lone Ranger.
I'll come back!
And now a scene in a typical American home. Two boys are sprawled on the living room floor playing some sort of game. Let's listen.
Wow! My dive bombers just wiped out your field gun.
Yes, but my P-38 planes are putting the heat on your headquarters.
Gosh, this kicks tag is sure an exciting game.
Uh-huh. But those other two kicks battle games are plenty keen, too.
Check. Boy, am I glad I sent that Kix box top and dime for the swell airbase.
Would you like a Kix airbase? A 26.5 by 26.5 inch military airbase, printed in full color with rules for three thrilling battle games? Printed right on the Kix airbase are 18 easy-to-assemble cutouts. Cutouts of planes, tanks, field and AK-AK guns, other military equipment. These cutouts are used as pieces in three battle games. The Kix airbase is packed with other thrilling features, too. Gives you the inside dope on planes and flying, pilot talk, combat maneuvers.
Mr. Announcer, tell them about those new Kix boxes.
That's right, Rangers. You also get 8 swell cutouts printed inside every new Kix box.
And there are 4 different Kix packages.
So when you get all 4 Kix boxes, you get 32 cutouts.
I've got 50 cutouts, because I got 18 more cutouts on my Kix airbase.
Right. And to get your Kix airbase, just send one dime and any Kix box top with your name and address plainly printed to Kix, Box 6, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hurry! You have just heard another of the famous Lone Ranger stories, a copyrighted feature originating in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by General Mills, makers of grand-tasting Kix and that delicious, nutritious, ready-to-eat cereal, Cheerios.
Cheerios.
Your announcer, John Slagle.